Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930-12080 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. Zimbabwe Defense Minister Sidney Sekeramai has quashed rumors that the country has deployed troops in Mozambique following a fallout between the Frelimo government and opposition RENAMO.
In my understanding, these guys haven't sent the troops yet inside the Mozambican territory to try and fight. If they've done so, in the front is like sending the red team to go and assess the situation.
The delay by the Minister of Finance to present next year's national budget has further added anxiety to a country on an economic knife edge, economists have warned.
If this was a normal society with a functional economy, it would have been normal for him to say he needs more time to consult because we just came out of an election.
And thousands of children in Zimbabwe have failed to get access to drugs under a recently launched health program aimed at reducing the spread of bilharzia and hookworm.
I think immunization has to be something which comes when there is enough time to inform people, well educate people before it's done. And the side effects of that immunization, people have to make an informed decision.
Zimbabwe Defense Minister Sidney Sekeramai has quashed rumors that the country has deployed troops in Mozambique following a fallout between the Frelimo government and opposition RENAMO. The minister told the Herald newspaper that Zimbabwe only deployed troops at the two countries' borders and is assessing the situation. Reports of sporadic fighting between the two sides have escalated after RENAMO pulled out of the 1992 peace deal, accusing the government of reneging from that deal. Former Zimbabwean soldier and a veteran of the first Mozambique RENAMO war, Solomon Chikoero, says it can be true that Zimbabwe has not yet deployed troops.
In my understanding, these guys haven't sent the troops yet inside the Mozambican territory to try and fight. If they've done so, in the front is like sending the red team to go and assess the situation, whether the situation is really bad. But what we know is the Zimbabwean government has sent the soldiers along the eastern border of Zimbabwe and Mozambique well before elections. When the news started coming out that Lakama had left Maputo for the mountainous headquarters of his, Zimbabwe sent troops on the borderline, and I'm sure they are still there up now.
Could we see Zimbabwe informing the nation?
Ever since Mugabe has never informed Zimbabweans of such actions, whenever he takes such actions, we've seen it happening in the RENAMO-Frelimo fight, which took place in the 80s, which I participated in. We also saw what happened in DRC when Mugabe just woke up to send people to go and fight there, but only to go and inform the nation after the soldiers have already gone there, when the soldiers are already fighting there.
Besides sharing the same border with Mozambique, what other reasons can force Zimbabwe to send or deploy troops into that country?
Zimbabwe always talks of the long relationship with Mozambique, which we also know. But what we know is of a Zimbabwean oil pipe which passes through Mozambique to the port. And whenever they are sending the troops to Mozambique, they are sent in the name of protecting that oil pipe.
That was Mozambique war veteran Solomon Chikoero in Johannesburg, South Africa.